house, Craig?
He's doing good. Just as a precaution right now, he is he's going to get scanned, and we'll have more information tomorrow.
How scary is that when that happens?
Yeah. I mean, we sit there every game, and we're all kind of vulnerable to it. And, you know, when it happens, everyone feels for him. I think that whole situation tonight, one, it speaks to the competitive character of the players, and it really speaks to what Albie's been leading here and kind of modeling in terms of the culture we want to create.
Now, I guess can you build on that, just given what the deficit was after he left, six runs, and just the resiliency that you guys showed in each at-bat following that?
Yeah, once again, it's just all about the players. I think it speaks to their ability to just continue to play the game. Yeah, if it were up to him, he would finish the game and he would be sitting right here. So, not surprised to see him.
Did you try to talk him out of it? Did you come back to the dugout?
No.
Did he say why he wanted to go back to the
dugout? He's a competitor. I think you want to finish the game.
Jeremiah Jackson has been a great story for this, for this team, certainly lately. How important was it to him after it was his foul ball, for him to come up that good?
It's certainly a better direction that he hit that one compared to the foul ball. That was those were his words. So really happy for him. You know, he's not defined by just his bat. I think great plays out there, and he's just continuing to grow. I don't think it was. I think he's just continuing to stick to his process, and he really believes in it. I think there's some natural emotion that came out, but I think that emotion was less about himself and more about affecting winning and being there for the boys. Yeah, I mean, every game kind of takes on a life of its own. And as soon as that first pitch is thrown, you kind of get into the rhythm of the game. I think it's important, playing offense when you're down, typically you can let the game plan get away from you, and it's just a credit to Dustin and Brady, and once again, just a credit to the players to just stick to the process that we believe creates the outcomes we want.
I know you guys are hot right now, 6 of the last 7 wins, but after a win the way you guys did it, is there a different energy?
Yeah, I think if you're in there, the boys, they know what they did. And I think the important part, whether we lose by 5, win by 5, or a game like tonight, the thing that stands out about that locker room is that we will find ways to get better tomorrow. And it's we'll shower, we'll start back over tomorrow at scratch, and we'll figure out how to affect winning tomorrow. I thought there's a few pitches that he's obviously going to want back as a competitor, but other than that, I thought he really got his splitter going and was able to kind of get to some of the locations he won. And, end of the day, he kept us in the game and got us through 5 and, gave us a chance. Cool. Thanks, guys.